This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on the show this afternoon. And so now, next is Wisconsin. And we saw Texas lose and didn't look good doing it. But it just didn't look good doing it.
What the heck are they talking about?
Let's see here. Okay. All sorts of good news here. Ohio State kickoff time is, what is it? I'm going to guess it's noon. It will be, Fox, big noon kickoff. There you go. So there you go. Means Todd has to get up early.
Well, I'll probably already be up. I'll have a basketball game that morning.
There you go.
Mellow out with the calmness of a Penn State Ohio State game at noon.
Right. So tomorrow, Neil will be on along with Matt Cotrillo. Then a Matt that actually knows something about sports, LePay, the voice of Wisconsin football. Wednesday at 1:35, and Audrey Snyder at 2:35 on Thursday. And Friday, of course, a travel day. So, there you go. I also had projects that were due today. Like, all my emails are like, I always tell them I have to have it in before class. All right, I've got one that sent it in 32 minutes after class ended. 37 minutes. One that sent it in 6 minutes after class began. One that sent it in 1 minute after class began.
Yeah. 37 minutes after class is over sounds like somebody might have been doing a little bit of it in class.
No, it's an audio one.
Oh, so you didn't know, you'd have figured that out pretty quick.
Now let's get the Eagles were obviously great yesterday. I didn't see it, but they obviously must have played great. And Saquon was great.
Are we going to have Happy Matt tomorrow?
Well, yeah, the Yankees are in. It's the first time. Okay, here's one for you. It's the first time since 2013 what has happened.
The two top seeds have made it?
Yes. The best record in the American League will face the best record in the National League. So that is interesting. Two very good teams. Neither one is great. They do have legitimately great players. Juan Soto's a legitimately great player. Giancarlo Stanton is not a great player. He's good and with mixed results, but in the postseason, he this year has been a great player. Fair? I mean, he's been a great player in the postseason this year, Giancarlo Stanton.
Very fair.
What a difference that's made for them, because it has to make up again for the great player who in the postseason is not, and that's Aaron Judge. Oh, but he's homered. Please, settle. Okay? That was no question, a big home run in Game 4. No question. But his body of work is just so... Ugh. What did he do after that? Hadn't done anything since he hit the home run. Same thing. You know what he's hitting in the postseason right now? 161. But he homered in the game in New York. Okay. It was under the category. He hit it, which was important for him to do. Yeah, no question, it was important for him to do. But he made the score 6-2. Now the home run he hit to tie the game up was monumental. No getting around it. But what's he done since he hit the home run? Strikeout. I mean, it's just all like, I mean, they're not walking him. Why would you? Now Ohtani got off to a slow start in the postseason, and to his credit, has been terrific since. He had a great National League Championship Series against the Mets. Ohtani was terrific. He and Betts both.
And of course, noted slugger Tommy Edman.
But you know what? Tommy's a winning player. And of course, I know Tommy. Tommy played full summer here with the State College Spikes. So I saw a lot of Tommy Edman right out of Stanford. And just, you know how we talk about Julian Fleming? Julian Fleming makes winning plays. Tommy Edman makes winning plays. Right? You need him out there at shortstop to make plays. He makes plays. You need Tommy to run the bases. Tommy runs the bases. You need Tommy to get a big hit. He can get a big hit, and he hit with power in the series. Tommy Edmonds, he makes winning plays. And one of the really, and I'm thrilled for him because he was really one of the terrific guys to come through here just as a person. So I'm thrilled for him. Thrilled for him. And remember when the Dodgers acquired him? Remember what I said in the show? I said that's a more important acquisition than people realize. Now maybe that's a little bit of prejudice in me coming out about somebody I know, but I just felt that way. I said that was going to be one of those acquisitions that was going to be an important acquisition, even in a subtle way, moving forward. Eagles played great yesterday. Really played great. Giants just are not good. The Giants have Carolina next. I think it's really important to note that game is justifiably being played out of the country.
Actually, aren't the Giants and the Steelers next Monday?
Is that next Monday, or is that the one that... What's the one in Frankfurt?
Oh, the Giants and the Steelers are next Monday night. Honestly, because I was just reading...
Nobody in America wants to see that game.
Oh, I was just reading Brian Daboll's going back to David Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Not the monkey singer, the Giants quarterback.
I don't think he has any other choice. What does he have?
Uh-huh.
What's his choice? I don't know what his choice is.
Drew Locke.
I mean, Drew Locke ain't going to do anything for you.
No.
He just, you know...
Other than he's not Daniel Jones.
Right.
Which...
Again, they've got problems all over the place. Barkley had a great game. You know, Hurts did fine. I mean, you know, he didn't have to throw the ball. You know, threw 14 times. But the Eagles just played a great game, especially defensively. You know, Nakobe Dean had a big game. Bond had a big. I like Bond a lot. He's a good player. Jalen Carter actually, like, you know, punched in the time card and actually, like, did a couple things, which is rare. And then the Steelers last night. When you make a move like Mike Tomlin did, it's a move that's going to be scrutinized. Right?
Yeah.
Take out Justin Fields, you're going to put in Russell Wilson. So it's automatically on the list of items to scrutinize. That's going to be the number one thing. And through the first quarter, you wanted to scrutinize that move, correct?
Yeah, there was a couple worm burners there that didn't look great.
Right. But from the third quarter on, everything changed. And that has always been one of the differences between Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. When Justin Fields throws any ball, they all look the same. They're always on a line. Right? Deep ball, you know, I mean, he tries to put a little air underneath it, but on a line. When Russell Wilson throws a deep ball, he's got air underneath it. And that makes a big difference, that he can do that. And it came to play last night. So now, what does that bring with it? Now, he got a couple of fortuitous bounces. All right. On a couple of balls. That happens. But beyond the fortuitous bounces, they were able to make big plays in the passing game, which then, of course, opens up the running game. Now, Justin Fields opens up the running game because he can run that option. Ooh, that opens it up. But when you can open up your running game by using your passing game like they did last night, what a difference that makes. And the Steelers scored their final five possessions last night. But here's the interesting part. What were the five scores? Four touchdowns and a field goal. The Steelers have struggled mightily in the red zone. There have been a lot of times where the Steelers have not gotten to the red zone and got points. It takes three field goals to beat a touchdown. The fact that last night they were cashing in, especially as the game went touchdowns, as opposed to getting field goals, I thought that was very important in what we saw last night. They got four touchdowns. Yesterday, how many field goals did the Eagles get? Oh, none. All right, none.
Did you see Tomlin's line after the game?
No, I didn't.
When they ask him about the decision about switching quarterbacks. That's why I'm well compensated.
Right. But that's Tomlin.
See, I know. He just cracks me up sometimes.
See, but the biggest difference between the two head football coaches on each side of the state, right, to me, Mike Tomlin is absolutely, positively secure in himself.
I was going to say, Mike Tomlin is never not Mike Tomlin.
Right. Hey, Nick Sirianni, my issue with him, you know, everybody knows, I've never been big on Nick Sirianni, even when they were winning a lot of games, like, okay. But there's always been a level of, like, he's too emotional. And I also felt like he makes decisions to make decisions. He doesn't think it through. And Mike Tomlin makes a decision. You're like, okay, that's what they want to do. Let's go. There's just something about Tomlin being so secure in himself that if he makes a mistake, it's okay. Didn't work. Okay. Sirianni, if it doesn't work, gets into the field position, he gets very defensive about it. That's somebody that's insecure in themselves. And I think it's a big difference between the two.
I've always wondered why more teams don't emulate or try and figure out how the Steelers pick coaches.
Okay. That's a great question. And I agree with you. Because they've had three since 1969. I'm trying to think of another place that's had. Oh, well, that's. Okay. Might be here. But. Yeah. You'll have. The criticism will be, but what have they done in the playoffs in recent years, right? So that criticism will come up. Yeah, but they haven't done anything in the postseason lately. That'll be the... But, as you know, I am a person that has rarely, if ever, criticized Mike Tomlin. Because I just think... It's the level of talent. Anything where the Steelers have drafted hasn't helped them, but that's because they keep winning. They keep beating the Atlanta Hawks. You know, 9-8. Okay, great. Didn't have a losing record, but
they thought the inmates are running the asylum a little more than they were last year.
No, I just think that it's a talent thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more than anything else. I mean, he's running through quarterbacks, right? I think finally Mason Rudolph ended up doing it. That was a big part of it. You know, since Ben Roethlisberger left, who's your quarterback? And that was like an issue because they really didn't have one. You know, they thought Mitchell Trubisky might be. Then it turned out to be Mason Rudolph. And it's like, okay. That's why they went out in the offseason and did what they did, getting Wilson and Fields. But in terms of Mike Tomlin, strategist, running the place, I always love this. They need to hear a different voice. The players change almost all the time, guys. That's why I always love it, college football or college basketball. They need to hear a different voice. The players change out every 3 years. So it's a different voice. It's the fans that think they need to hear a different voice. Okay? A different voice. Same thing in the NFL. The guys change. Right? And Tomlin's consistent with what he does. And he does things in a certain way. He goes through the preseason, and guess what? He'll play his starters some in the preseason. He doesn't bubble wrap them. Right? Come out of the gate, ready to play. He practices hard on Friday. Hardly anybody practices hard. I mean, walkthroughs are the name of the game on Friday. Preserve legs. He said, we're practicing hard on Friday. Right? Penn State has changed up what they do, by the way. Penn State now does walkthroughs on Thursday, and then it's a shorter practice, but boom. I mean, it's called Fast Friday for a reason. There's energy in that Friday practice. Mike Tomlin practices hard on Fridays, and he goes 2 hours. He is not afraid and does not care what you think about his methods. See, that's the part about Mike Tomlin. He does not seem to care about what you think about what he does. And that doesn't mean they're going to win the division. It doesn't mean they're going to get to the playoffs, any of that stuff. But I've rarely, if ever, said a critical word about Mike Tomlin on the show because guess what? I think the guy always, you know, I'd say the vast majority of time, because there isn't anybody out there except for the suit, who knows what they're doing the entire time. The suit knows what he's doing the entire time. I got to give him credit. I mean, he's crashed a lot of things during the course of his lifetime, right? And I think it's all been deliberate. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's a good bet.
Yeah. So, I mean, he knows what he's doing, right? But Mike Tomlin, the vast majority of the time, knows what he's doing. It doesn't mean he doesn't guess wrong once in a while. Things like that. That happens when you coach that many games. But he knows who he is, and he's fine with who he is. And I think that a lot of ways what he does, I've always found him to be rock solid and refreshing. Okay? I'm going to assume the suit's still not in.
Nope.
And the place is just running like a clock, isn't it?
Seems like it.
Oh.
I feel like I'm not here enough during the day to make a blanket statement.
Oh, no, you're there enough, you know. All right. So, how about the one last night where where they tried to throw the challenge flag and Rodgers threw the touchdown pass, like, oops, sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Fell out.
I did not get a chance to watch much of that game because I was on desk. So my back is to the TV when I do that.
Oh, no. That one, I had my feet up. I watched all that game last night. I watched the entire thing. I did flip over for a couple minutes to watch the Dodgers and the Mets. Like, oh, that's a blowout. All right. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Once again, the insurance needs are just numerous, and because of that, we need to be fully covered and need to have pros that get the job done. That's Purdy Insurance. Just great people who are just even better pros. They are all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. There you go. So, all right, so college football. Let's get to Georgia, Texas first. You know what struck me was you could see in the first series that Texas. I'll tell you a story. Let's do the story first. I was talking with Arkansas play-by-play guy Chuck Barrett. Terrific announcer, great guy. And this is, I don't know, a couple of years ago. And we know that Texas is coming into the SEC at that point. Everybody knew it was just a question of when. And I said, hey, you guys play Texas. I said, what do you think about their fit in the SEC? He says, Steve, they're not good enough in the trenches. Said, oh, okay. Now, let's give credit where credit's due. Texas last year won the Big 12. They get to the playoff. I think they fought Washington tooth and nail all the way through. It was a great game. Washington finally won it. So credit where credit's due. You think about their pathway so far in this season. And one of their conference games already has included somebody they know and know well, and that's beating Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl, right? Well, now they get into this game. And I think, you know, everybody's been talking about the two Texas offensive tackles. Hey, they might both be first round picks, blah, 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 blah. You know, there's a lot of blah, blah that goes on, right? And the first series, you could see Texas looking around like, oh my goodness, these people are fast. Especially Walker, number 11. Holy mackerel. They ended up with 7 sacks in this game. I think he had 3 of them. The Texas offensive line could not even remotely handle the speed and at times the power of Georgia. Now, I think Georgia's speed on offense is good, not great. I think Beck was good, not great. I thought ETN was very good on Saturday night at running back. Right. But defensively, Georgia's just overwhelmed them. And I remember watching Quinn Ewers last year. And, you know, he played well last season. But every time I watched him, it's like, okay, you know, a lot of pitch and catch stuff. He made some good touch throws and so forth. But I don't recall him ever drilling the ball in anywhere. You know, but I didn't think too much about it. I'm watching the game the other night. Drill the ball in? You got to be kidding me. And now some of the throws by Ewers were off balance. I got that. But, man, there's a lot of softball stuff out there. And I thought that was interesting to see. That's what, how they played it. And again, Beck, as the other quarterback, was good. He wasn't great. But those two tackles, especially for Texas, were overwhelmed by the speed of the Georgia defense.
I think I saw somebody tweet a picture of the one tackle and kind of mention, you know, if you want to see what first-round traits look like, it's him. But also, he's only had 8 college starts, and you could tell that, too.
Oh, right. Exactly. So
he's a massive human being.
Yeah, right? But again, those traits were overwhelmed by the speed. Right? And that's what impressed me about Georgia. So that kept Georgia emphatically out of the 2-loss bowl. Right? And for Texas, I mean, look, this is a bump in the road for them. Right? They still have all the traits of being a playoff team and so forth. But, you know, they got Vanderbilt next. But they do have, their schedule is backloaded. And then I'm watching Wisconsin Northwestern. So here's Northwestern. Jack Loesch began the year as their backup quarterback. Okay. And he's now been the starter. Okay. They lost their number one receiver to an injury. Okay. So not playing. And their number two receiver, Bryce Kurtz, is playing. But he went into the injury tent twice. He's hurt. Okay. So they get the ball on the, 1-yard line? Something like that. Get the ball on the 1-yard line. And they then get a first down. And Loesch, by the way, he's only, I mean, that was only the 5th game he played this year out of the 7 they played. So again, he's been the backup quarterback. And, you know, A.J. Henning's out. Can't play, got hurt, so they don't have him. Kurtz is playing hurt. Hyman makes a run. Joseph Hyman, good player, by the way. I think Joseph Hyman's a very good player. Right? And he's the backup to Cam Porter. But Hyman makes a very good run and gets him out to, the 11, 12-yard line. I don't know. We're in the waning seconds of the half. And you're like, okay, good. Just take a knee, get out of here, get the ball to start the second half at 7-0. No. Like, suddenly out of nowhere, they're going to drop back to pass. Now, again, repeating for the hearing impaired. It's 7-0. You've got the ball. Right? On your own 11-yard line. You're not moving the ball. Okay? You're not. There's like, what, I don't know, is there 40 seconds left? Something like that. That sounds right, doesn't it? I have 43 seconds left? Yeah, 43 seconds left. Okay. What are you doing? Take a knee. Take a knee. You're not going anywhere. You haven't gone anywhere the entire game. I sat there. I was completely baffled. Why are you trying to throw? Don't do that. And of course, he fumbles, and Wisconsin recovers. And guess what? They get a touchdown. 3-yard run by Cade Yakimelli. What are we doing here? Right? Yeah, so Hyman rushes for 10 yards to the Northwestern for 13, first down. False start, so they go back 5 to the 8. Lausch gets sacked. I mean, it's first and 15 at your own 8-yard line with 47 seconds to go. Take a knee! What are you doing?
That wasn't even the end of the decision call in a Big Ten game that went viral.
I know.
Did you see the Maryland USC game? The FS1 guy?
I did.
He's not wrong, but.
No. I know.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Again, in that game, look, I've got Woody Marks.
Yes.
I think. After watching Lincoln Riley for the first time in my career ever in person call a game, I feel like I'm looking at a guy that had Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams. Now, what did, other than the obvious talent of throwing the ball, what did those three guys have in common?
Bail you out with their legs.
Yeah, they could run. Okay? That's not Miller Moss. Miller Moss is not a runner. That's one of the differences between Miller Moss and you're going to see him, Braden Locke, coming up on Saturday. Locke, when need be, can run. He's not a high-volume runner or anything like that, but he can run. He scored a touchdown on a run the other day. And so, because he's always had that kind of quarterback, he has a tendency, in watching him now, to abandon his running game because he wants to throw the ball. Now, I know he's got four fabulous receivers. That is quite the receiving room. And he's got a quarterback that can pay some of it off, and Moss. I mean, I think Moss actually is a good quarterback. He just doesn't move well enough compared to the guys he's had in the past.
Okay.
So, they get down to like fourth and what, a yard and a half? And my first thought was, go for it. I mean, I know a field goal makes it 9, but I'm like, no, go for it. Go for it here. And you've got Woody Marks. Use him. And they decided to kick. Now, is the kick the wrong call? No, it's not the wrong call. It's just not the call I'd make. I would have gone for it there. I've got a terrific running back. I can make it with my offensive line. Let's blow somebody off the ball and go.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's
You were also certainly right that they didn't do those West Coast teams any favors in the scheduling. Did they go? Did USC go to Minnesota home and then to Maryland?
Yeah, they go Minnesota. They go Minneapolis, Los Angeles, and then back to the coast. They're going to play in College Park. Now they're going back. They're playing Friday night against Rutgers, I think.
Oh,
at home.
And then a short week.
Yeah. So they didn't do USC any favors schedule wise. But I mean, credit where credit's due to Maryland for winning the game. I thought Billy Edwards played played his guts out. Brown, the defensive end, Donnell Brown played really well in that game. And then he's the guy that blocked the field goal. But again, it's not the wrong call to go for the field goal because it makes it 9, so I'm not disputing his call. I personally would have felt like if it's me, I would have gone for it. Like, I can put the game away right here, and I've got a running back that can do it. And I even felt on the last drive when they got the ball back with 53 seconds to go or whatever it was, Maryland kept lining up in that 3 defensive line to drop everybody back. Look, I'd have popped Woody Marks for a run in there somewhere just to do it, just to get them completely out of whack. Again, I don't think he thinks about his running game, even in situations like that, because he had 2 timeouts left. I don't think he thinks about his running game in situations like that. Now, he's always had a quarterback that could run for him. He's always had that. Interesting. With Tennessee, Alabama, Milroe throws everything 102 miles an hour. I mean, even Nolan Ryan developed a curveball. I mean, come on. Hey, he throws some that are right on the money, boom. But everything he throws is hard.
I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it, but like the first 3 weeks of the Tennessee quarterback, and then he struggled for... Yeah, Nico.
Just call him Nico.
And then he struggled for a while, and then he drops that dime right into that guy's hands in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, that was a great throw.
It's like he's 20 and inconsistent or something.
Yeah. So it was a great throw.
It was a great throw.
After a whole bunch of... No. But Alabama... Look, it's not like Alabama, which fell into the 2-loss pool. That means they've got to be perfect the rest of the way. All right? I mean, they really do. You can't fall into the 3-loss pool. That's the problem, is the 3-loss pool. 2-loss pool, you're still right there in it. 3-loss pool, you're out of it. Now, I mean in the regular season. In other words, I think you can have 2 losses and lose your conference championship game and still, you know what I mean? I think you can still get there. If that's your 3rd loss, I think the door would still be open. But 3 losses in the regular season, they're going to have to be perfect the rest of the way. Georgia avoided that, to their credit. Georgia avoided that. Emphatically, by the way.
Yeah.
Emphatically. I mean, to be honest with you, that game wasn't even close.
Old Kirby made sure everybody knew it wasn't close at the end, too, didn't he?
Well, it's Kirby.
It's
Kirby,
true.
It's a very likable character. All right. Never met him, so I don't know. Okay, never met him, so I do not know. Okay. Just so you know. I don't want anybody to think like, oh, yeah, no. You know, if I've ever met somebody or like got to know them a little bit, I'll say it. If I don't know them, I don't think I've ever even been in the same room with Kirby Smart. So, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street and somewhere. Go to purdyinsurance.com and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
October is SUV month. SUV month at a Sunbury Motors Ford.
Sun, ride with the sun. Sunbury Motors.
Pick from
from 32 new Ford Escapes and 25 new Ford Bronco Sports, both discounted $4,000. And they're on sale starting at just $28,965. Choose from 19 of the totally redesigned 2025 Ford Explorer that comfortably seats 7 passengers, and they're reduced $5,000 and priced from only $39,230. Sunbury Motors, located in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly owned by the Mertz family for 109 years. Hurry, sale ends October 31st.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Wild animals sparring just outside the studio here. Wild animals, I might point out. Fierce guard dogs. Right. It's like some homes are protected by ADT. Not sure what kind of protection I'm getting. I think we're protecting them more than they are us.
I have a pit bull that everybody's scared of that is scared of his own shadow, so I feel your pain.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, no, I've got havanese here. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. They're all running around in here right now just being, what? What do you want? What do you want? Yeah, they want the food is what they want. Yeah, the heck? He's going to have some grilled cheese, is he? Oh.
Maybe we should let Matt's youngest and one of your dogs have the show for a half an hour.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah. He causes trouble. I'm like, oh, jeez, imagine what you do. I ever tell you the Matt Millen story?
I don't think so.
Matt and Patty go over to Joe's house. You know, so they're over at Joe and Sue's house. And I can't remember which one it was. I mean, this is when kids were younger. And one of them's running around, picking up this, one around, picking up that, you know. And Matt's like, put it down. And Joe starts laughing. And Joe looks at him, and Matt looks at him and goes, what are you laughing about? He says, you have one like you. That's Matt Catrillo. You got three like you. Oh, goodness. All right. More half hour. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market through somebody. Go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.